Welcome to Down and Dirty, where you get an earful of orgasms every week. Tune in to hear tales of brothers getting their bone on and sisters getting filled and spilled. It's where you can hear real fucking stories from real fucking people. So give a listen to tonight's little dirty of Dirty Delights and buy some shit from our sponsor, AdamandEve.com. They're giving the store away at 50% off almost any item. Free shipping, some hot free porn DVDs, and a mystery gift. Did you get all that free shit I just mentioned? Seriously, go to AdamandEve.com right now and use the offer code DIRTY50 at the checkout. It helps us bring you this program every week.
I'm a regular gal in my late 20s with a very strong sex drive. I orgasm from barely being touched, so I guess I have a big G-spotter. It's just really easy to find. I hate to pass up an erection, love to go crazy with my husband, and yes, even have anal sex from time to time. But cheating on Doug never crossed my mind until this past spring. I decided recently to take up golfing as a hobby. At the club I belong to, they hire caddies that are either college golfers on summer vacation or kids practicing to go pro. Well, this year, Kurt was one of the new caddies. He's 21, quiet, and handsome with blonde hair. I liked Kurt and requested his services the next time I showed up to the links. Then one day, I caught him checking out my legs as I knelt to get a ball out of the hole on the putting green. I always wear a short skirt so I can tan my legs. That day, I had on my pink miniskirt. I admit, the thought of a guy practically 10 years younger than me looking at me longingly got me a bit aroused. So when I turned and caught him staring, he blushed and looked very apologetic. Oh, I told him no, I was actually quite flattered. Later, during that game, I decided to bend over in front of him as I got my ball, and he was holding the clubs behind me. I wanted to see if I could get him hard, so I took my time. I could almost feel his eyes devouring me as I bent over in my pink skirt. Oh, I know he got an eyeful, because I could feel my skirt bottom flipping up in the breeze and touching the fold at the top of my thighs, where my ass meets my legs. When I stood up to look at Kurt, the poor guy was desperately trying to hide the growing bulge in his jeans. I felt bad for being a tease, but I was really horny for this guy. "Kurt, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have done that," I said. He just looked at me hungrily. I'm not sure where I got the nerve, but suddenly, after looking around to make sure no other golfers were checking us out, I grabbed his hand and I led him over to an area covered with trees. "Don't you ever tell anyone I did this, ever," I told him as I unzipped his jeans and pushed them down, along with his boxers. His dick sprang out. I instantly got on my knees, held the shaft in my hand, and took it in my mouth, which was suddenly salivating for him. I wanted to make him come quickly, so I used my hands too, jerking him off slowly from the base to the tip of his throbbing head, while I licked and sucked furiously. He was almost about to come when he pushed me back, tearing at my white cotton panties, which were soaked. I told him to go crazy, while constantly on the alert for any golfers who might come around the bend any minute. I'd die if my husband ever found out. Well, I hadn't had sex in weeks, so I felt like I was going to explode. After tossing my panties behind him, he spread my legs and fingered my wetness. His hands were firm against my hips. He slowly penetrated me, bringing me all the way to him with deep, hard, powerful strokes. I felt him moving in and out of me. Oh, I was so wet. I couldn't contain it any longer. I wanted to hold out, wanting him to fuck me forever. But suddenly there it was, and I was coming so hard my whole body was shaking. When he came, I realized he probably hadn't had it in some time either, because when he pulled out, I had cum running down the insides of both my legs. Afterwards, I said, "Kurt, I'm looking forward to having you as my caddy all through the spring." He just smiled. Talk about a caddy shack.
Now how's that to get your pussy aching for more? Is your dick as stiff and ready as I think it is? Don't forget to tune in next week to hear all about the nasty deeds that will get the guys all stiff and blue-balled and all the ladies creaming in their G-strings. If you like this podcast, give us the feedback we deserve. We want to keep coming at ya. And once you've come down after that little tale of cock-loving and clit-throbbing, head on over to AdamandEve.com and use the promo code DIRTY50. It'll save you 50% off on almost any item. Get that shit shipped to you for free, and we'll even throw in a couple of DVDs to get your night going, and a mystery gift. There's no reason to not come as hard as you can when there are so many damn toys out there for your liking. There are even a few for your fella to keep him hard and ready all night long. Check out AdamandEve.com. Use the checkout code DIRTY50 and you'll thank me in the morning.